before we actually have our bonfire this evening to honor the creation day, the creation around us, we're going to perform small ceremony to mark the occasion. Dr. Les Aaron Gosling, our Rebbe, is also just going to give a talk on, I think, man's place and humanity's place in the universe at the moment and our responsibility to the creation, because that's really what this day is all about, knowing that we are a little different to the other animals and we're given a significant amount of intelligence where we are able to intervene on behalf of the lives of millions of other beings on this planet, and we have the responsibility to protect them, even though it seems for thousands of years we've done everything we can to destroy them. And that is the most significant thing, I think, in the world today, whether it's the water that we drink or the air that we breathe from the forest. This day is all about being thankful in your own way to what has been given to us, and that's existence. Life is good. Life is more than good. Life is beautiful. And it is our responsibility here to protect the environment around us and to go in sync with it. You can't own the land, but you can be a part of it. And at the beginning, I would just like to honour the traditional custodians of this land, specifically the Bundjalung people. We also have here some of the last surviving members of the Tasmanian Indigenous people, and I feel very honoured that you guys are here and how proud you are of your background, because as we're keeping an ancient calendar to honour the creation of the universe, your people had something to tell the rest of the world for generations to come. If nothing else, the sound that the universe makes, there's many things to comment on as far as Indigenous knowledge that we can all gain so much from. But scientists have found that this universe that we live in makes a sound. And the sound that it makes is identical to this sound. As I play this music, the music of the universe, literally, we're going to do ceremony between ourselves to inaugurate the day.
That's not it.
Sure, everyone's familiar with that sound. That's the sound of the didgeridoo. It's also the sound that the universe makes as it vibrates. The scientists can actually hear it, and it is identical to that sound. What I have here, according to the ancient religions and understanding of many people, is frankincense and myrrh. And frankincense has always been understood as the incense that lifts up to the stars, to the heavens. Myrrh is viewed as the incense which touches down into the depths. To the depths of the earth. So I'm burning both of them in honor of Creator and in honor of the universe around us, that we are mindful of it. We are mindful of the stars and we are mindful of the earth, and our allegiance is to our responsibility, both to the heavens and to the earth. Most importantly, what we were created to do, to be a divine image on this planet and to reflect guardianship and protectorate of this planet. On the ancient God of my ancestors, the Creator, Adonai, I'm also going to play something in honor of the peoples mentioned in the book of Genesis, and that's all the nations under this earth, not just one, not just black or white or red or yellow or every tongue. Every single nation under this earth has called out and exclaimed with happiness about the existence that they have. This is one of the oldest recordings that we have by the Indigenous people of North America to the Great Spirit in honour of the life and the surroundings that they have. Ancestors have also given something, contributed something to Earth, and it's the sound of the metaphysical, that which has brought all things into being, the light behind it all, the light behind the super atom which caused the creative destruction and life which we call the universe. It is this sound that we hear on this day in history, the sound of the shofar or the ram's horn, which is the symbol of both redemption and judgment, the symbol of peace. Sound of the ram's horn or the shofar. The day, that is ceremony that's been passed down for thousands of years, and I wish to incorporate all the nations of the earth, because when our ancestors wrote the book of Genesis, they didn't think themselves chosen or special or different to anybody else. They honored the fact that every single people under the earth was mentioned, and every single people have something to offer and contribute to the rest of the world. And I feel very strongly that the ancient people, some of now who have now passed on and whose traditions have left, held some of the most significant knowledge about the universe and about our life here on Earth, more than any modern science can. And the fact that modern science is only now beginning to hear it, as I said, like the sound of the didgeridoo, tells me that we need to preserve that knowledge. So in honour of the Creator, the Divine God of heaven and earth, however you want to see God or believe what that is, whether it's the light within every atom or the light that is within you, reflected around you, be grateful for the creation, for your place as a human being on this earth and your responsibility to defend, protect, and care for the entire environment around us.